Good morning, everyone. In finance news today, the federal government has announced a series of incentives for small business ahead of next week's budget, which is expected to focus heavily on the sector. Some of the incentives are that legal and accounting advice on setting up a business can now be immediately written off, and registering a new enterprise will also be simplified. Small business has already been promised a 1.5% tax cut in the budget, but the government has not revealed how the cut will apply. Greece's growth outlook has been slashed by the European Union after months of fruitless debt talks. The Commission now predicts growth of only 0.5% this year, down from its previous forecast of 2.5%. It comes as Greek ministers have toured European capitals to push for a bailout deal that will save Athens from bankruptcy. The European Union says the forecast is based on the assumption that Athens will reach a deal with its creditors. Let's take a look at the global financial markets. And Wall Street ended the day lower. The Dow lost 136 points. The Nasdaq closed 1.5% down, while the S&P 500 also lost more than 1%. In London, the FTSE closed down as well, partly due to worries about that Greek debt situation. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $60 a barrel, Tapis crude is trading at $68 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,192 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 79 US cents, 71 euro cents, and 52 pence sterling.